Christina, I used to look after autistic boys. What was interesting is that I was one of the very few males doing it. It is a overwhelmingly female-dominated caregiving sector, which is a shame because the boys in particular, and it was mostly boys that get the autism, girls not so much as I understand it, just like any other boy that needs a strong male role models around them. And when I was with these boys, I managed to curb their behavior really significantly in very short periods of time. Whereas previously, other people didn't really care about them whatsoever. They're kind of viewed as this unsolvable puzzle that they would prefer to just keep sitting on a shelf, like an old, dusty Rubik's Cube, one that they know they can never figure out and they're never even going to bother. Whereas I started to figure it out. I started to teach them new words, how to speak, how to play ball, how to exercise, how to communicate, how to stop biting, spitting, and hitting, that kind of thing. I was doing that in really quick succession. And the unfortunate thing is, nobody cared. Like literally. It was like pounding my head against a brick wall, trying to show these parents of these children how to change their children's behavior, as I've been doing. And that, no. I don't want to look at no evidence. I don't want to look at any methodologies. I'm just going to say thank you for doing what you're doing, and as soon as you're gone, it's all over with, and they'll just revert back to normal, and that's how we like it. It's like having that child was a death sentence to a degree. Like they'd gotten used to it. They'd seen so many doctors, so many specialists, taking their money, trying to tell them how to accomplish this, that, or the other with their beautiful child, and being disappointed so repeatedly that anybody who ever comes up and tries to help you again is instantly dismissed as too traumatic to go through the disappointment again.